I am Justin.
I am Misha.
We are here to talk about Assassin's Creed 3.
The Assassin's Creed storyline was up to 4 games so far. And then they kill what many considered their favorite character, Ezio Auditore. So the next game had very big shoes to fill. Cut to the announcement. It's revealed the game takes place during the American Revolution. Okay. Interesting, everyone said. And then we saw the main character, who is an Aboriginal man named Ratitone Kitten. Or Connor, because that was a mouthful for both the developers and the players, and they didn't want them to get confused, so he eventually changed his name.
The internet was split down the middle, relatively speaking. Some were shocked and very pleased to see how this went. Others were outraged and not impressed, asking for a whole new character instead, and said they weren't going to buy the game because of it. And $5 says you know exactly why some of these people said they weren't going to buy it, the game, because he was of First Nations descent.
So, once the game release, did opinion shift? Yes, mostly. People enjoyed Connor, thinking his story and personal journey throughout the game was enjoyable, and the ways they incorporated his tribe's own culture into bits of the game were actually kind of enjoyable. One such example of this is when you hunt and kill an animal, you have to skin it, or otherwise, the game will actually give you a game over by trying to ignore his own traditions.
Another interesting thing Ubisoft did is the village Connor's from is actually a real village. That village is called Kanatashatun, which is located at Mohawk Valley.
So, despite all our praise, is there any bad with Connor? Yes, there was. But the game made attempts to mend it. For every bad thing, they would just try and fix it. Like, they knew it was going to happen. For example, Connor was friends with George Washington. I don't need to say why this is a problem, but just for the sake of covering ground, I will. George Washington assisted in the takeovers of several First Nation villages and their destruction. So, needless to say, Connor being friends with Georgie Boy made some people very upset.
And so Connor finds out about it and practically spits in George's face, essentially calling him everything but a swear word or a racial slur, which, needless to say, is kind of interesting and awesome watching the cutscene because you can feel the anger coming off the dialogue.
Assassin's Creed 3 had a bunch of problems, but one thing it didn't have problems with is its depiction of First Nations people. We honestly cannot recommend this game enough, nor can we do this game its full justice in a 2-minute podcast. You would need a full presentation to really cover this game.